Okay, let's get started again.
好，各位同学，我们现在开始上课。
Yeah, so for the second session today, we'll continue on with what I think is an introductory overview of the divine dinosphere.
好，我们现在呢要开始先做一个神圣动力球的这个介绍。
Okay, so simply put, really, we're talking about a sphere of power. Sphere means sort of like a surrounding area, but this is your spiritual life. It's this, like, almost like a bubble that you live in. You're supposed to remain in the bubble, filled with the Holy Spirit and applying the Word of God. This is the sphere of power.
我们谈这个所谓的一个球，它其实是像一个空气泡泡一样。好，那这个泡泡的这个球呢，我们其实就希望我们能够在这样的一个神圣的动力球里面，我们可以因着圣灵充满以及神的话语而能够生活着。
And the kernel does actually use the term, you have to stay in the bubble. And staying in the bubble means you're continuing in the spiritual life.
所以呢圣上校牧师呢他说你基本上应该要留在这一颗泡泡里面，那你能够留在这个泡泡里面的意义就是你一直都是过着属灵的生活。
And some of you might be thinking, but a bubble is very fragile, very easy to break.
很多人一定会想泡泡是非常脆弱很容易就破掉的。
The strength and the power of the word and the Holy Spirit is supposed to be very strong, isn't it?
而神的话语以及就圣灵的力量应该是要非常强大的，不是吗？
But the problem is this bubble is very fragile because your volition, you know, anytime you say I want to sin and you sin, you've popped the bubble, you're no longer in fellowship with God. So you've lost the filling of the Holy Spirit.
但是呢，因为我们的自由意志常常会去戳破这个圣灵与神的话语的泡泡球。
But again, you know, if you do sin, the solution is always this rebound and you get back in the filling of the Holy Spirit.
那但是我们只要再跟神认错，我们就可以再回到与神有关系的这个属灵的状态。
And that's what you see as step number one in the divine dinosphere. And the diagram on the board here says the power gate, the gate where you enter. This is the doorway to enter into your spiritual life, the filling of the Holy Spirit.
好，所以呢在这一张图的第一个一写了一的这个第一步骤呢，它写说是力量的门。好，那这个力量的门是什么呢？就是你要能够圣灵充满。
Okay, because every time you do get out of the bubble, you have the same situation with the top and bottom circles. Now, you've seen the diagram with the top and bottom circles, right? Remember, the top circle represents your eternal security, and the bottom circle represents the filling of the Holy Spirit. But if you sin, you're out of that bottom circle.
Okay, so...
I'll just do it quickly on the board.
所以我们大家要记得哈，就是在我们有那个一个像是一个十字架的那个图，等一下听要画，就是十字架，然后有一个上面的一个球，下面有一个球，上面的球呢就是
永
生的安全和下面是圣灵充满。
Remember that top circle that you enter into at the moment of salvation, you're given your 39 absolutes.
这个图呢是在讲的那个我们当我们相信耶稣基督的时候得到的40个礼物，其中上面的那一颗球就是代表的那39个你只要一相信耶稣基督永远都会拿得到一直可以拥有的39个礼物，那就是一个你的永远的一个安全的状态是一定可以有的。
Remember, they're called your 39 irrevocable absolutes, means they cannot be taken away.
好，所以这39个就是不可被拿走的礼物。
And the bottom one here, the filling of the Holy Spirit, we use the word revocable because it can be taken away if you sin.
好，那唯一的40个礼物中有一个是随时它不是永远都拿的都在的，就是你得到的时候呢，你如果只要一犯罪，你的这个礼物就被拿就没了，这就是所谓的圣灵充满的状态。圣灵充满必须是在我们无罪的状况下才能够圣灵充满。
You see the analogy of the bubble a little bit here. When we do the circle and the bottom circle here, it's this broken line. It means it's very fragile. That's your bubble.
而下面的这个圣灵充满的这颗球呢，它是用虚线在画的，因为它要说明的就是它就如同一个泡泡一样，很容易，非常脆弱，很容易就会破掉。
One negative decision, meaning one little decision to sin against God or God's will, it means that you've popped that bubble. You no longer have the filling of the Holy Spirit and you're outside in this black spot of carnality, the flesh.
好，所以呢，当我们做错事了，做坏事情的时候呢，我们就好像是戳破我们自己的这个圣灵充满的球，那我们就进入有罪，就是所谓血气肉体的这个罪的之中。
So that's represented by the black goo, I guess. This is your living in carnality, or what the Bible says, living in darkness, or under the influence of the flesh.
所以当我们戳破了圣灵充满的球，我们就进入一个黑暗的状态。那这个黑暗的状态就属肉体、属血气的那个状态。
You're under the control of your sin nature.
那我们就变成是被我们的罪性所控制。
Okay, but again, if you just name your sins to God the Father, 1 John 1:9, then you're back into this bubble. It's like God puts the bubble back around you again.
然后呢，当我们在这个血气的罪中，我们只要对神认罪，我们立即又有回到圣灵充满的状况。
Now, when you enter into that power gate, you know, really it's like you're entering through that doorway, I guess, of, by naming your sins. First, you have to learn it, of course, but we're assuming that as a, in your normal Christian daily walk, you're applying the basic Christian, we say modus operandi, just means way of operating.These are your basic problem-solving devices.
好，所以当我们从第一步进到了圣灵充满的时候，也就是我们已经对神认错，然后我们就进入圣灵充满的时候，我们就会进入到第二步骤，就是所谓的基本的一个基督徒的叫做行动的方式。
Yeah, there's a couple of words in Latin which you often hear close together. One is modus.Operandi, we have the word mode in English, but it just really means way. And operandi or operandi just means to operate. So the way of operating.
这个 basic Christian 就是基本的一个基督徒的他的行为模式。好，基本上就是这个拉丁文里面的 modus 是方法，然后 operandi 就是操作，所以操作方式。就是这个第二步骤。
Okay, another word you might hear occasionally, it's sort of like the twin brother to this word, is modus vivendi. And that means a way of living. See, vivendi means to live. So you have a way of operating and you have a way of living.
好，所以呢，我们这个词呢，常常在看到拉丁文的时候会看到的，一个是所谓操作模式或者是生活方式。好，另外有个字是生活方式。
Yeah, and ultimately, this way of operating needs to become your way of life. So again, we talk about habits and the way that you do things. It should come naturally.
所以操作模式，当你一直重复按照一个基督徒该有的操作模式来做事，生活，慢慢的呢，它就会变成一种习惯。那个习惯就会成为你的一个生活模式。
At step number two here, we talk about basic Christian...Now, operating, a way of operating, the basic way that we operate is on faith, taking the word of God in and applying faith to every situation. That is your basic problem-solving device, but that's the way that we live the Christian life, is applying faith. Using the word of God, that's what applying faith is. This is your basic Christian way of operating.
好，所以什么是叫做一个基督徒该有的基本的操作模式呢？就是你必须要用你的信心、信仰，好，来作为你所有事情的基础。
Okay, and of course, the more doctrine you have in your souls, and the stronger your faith is.
而我们只要有越多的这个圣经的教义在我们脑中的话，我们就越能够有强大的信心。
That comes out in Romans 10:17. Remember that your faith comes from hearing the word of God.
这也就是罗马书十章十七节讲的，你的信心是因着神的话语而来。
Okay. Now in step number three, as you sort of you're increasing or you're developing your spiritual life, this is teachability. And teachability means, are you able to be taught?
好，然后第三步骤呢，就是你能否被教导。
See, some people, they just can't be taught because they don't want to concentrate, they don't want to learn,they're just too arrogant. They think they know everything, for example.
然后呢，这个第三件事情呢，重点是在于傲慢者，他是不愿意学习的，所以你也就没有办法被教导。
And so we have these two kinds of teachability, two ways that a person can be taught. And one is to be enforced. And enforced means you have to be forced to learn through punishment.
而这种被教导的能力是来自于两个。第一种呢是被强迫性的，经由可能被责罚的状态而让他强迫他学习。
I think most parents would think it would be a dream if they could just tell their children how to do something, they can tell them one time, and then that child would just do it for the rest of their life.
就像很多父母哦，他们会常常有一个梦想，就是哦，他跟他孩子讲一句话，这个小孩子一辈子都会做对，都不会犯错，都会按照他妈妈或爸爸讲的这句话去过日子。
Imagine as soon as the child's maybe 2.5 years old, now he's understanding whatever language the mother and father speak. And then the mum says, okay, from now on, until you leave home, every night before you go to bed, you have to brush your teeth and tidy your bedroom. And they did that for the rest of their life. Wouldn't that be nice?
我想一个妈妈一定会很期待说，哦，我的孩子今天2岁半了，我跟他讲说，从今天开始，你每天睡觉前必须要刷你的牙。然后才能去睡觉，这样子希望这个孩子这一辈子，我讲过这一次，他就都做到。
If the child did that, that would be the perfect child.
如果这个小孩做到的话，那他就是天使。
And probably the only child in history that ever did that was Jesus Christ.
但是呢，全宇宙过去到现在，可能曾经有过一个孩子这样做的，那个如果有的话，那大概也是耶稣基督。
See, that would be what we call genuine humility, that the child is learning because he genuinely is willing to do what the parents tell him to do. So we have the word genuine, which means like true humility.
如果说没有这种用强迫方式去要他学习的话，还有一种是真诚的谦卑。这个真诚的谦卑会让一个人有被教导的能力。
Yeah, so just like I gave the example, if the child said, yeah, yes, mum, I will do that for the next 20 years until I leave home, that's the perfect child. He wants to do that.
就说如果有一个孩子他跟他的母亲说，好的，妈妈，我从现在开始我一直都会做到，那是他心态上面进入一个非常谦卑愿意顺服的状态。
But the enforced humility is what most parents have to do. You know, they have to sometimes even spank their child, but every day they tell them, you have to do this, you have to do that. And then sometimes they spank them because the child is saying, I don't want to brush my teeth, I'm not going to bed, I'm not going to do my bedroom. And then they have to suffer for that. And eventually they realize it hurts.
但是大部分的孩子们他之所以受教常常都是被强迫的，或者是父母亲他会用责罚的方式，他不好好做就打他，比如说没有刷牙，没有整理床铺等等，就是用着责罚的方式去强迫孩子学习，这是我们大部分看到的状态。
And Christians are the same in their Christian life. You know, there's a lot of commands we know we should do, but we don't do that. And God is going to make you suffer one way or another.
而对于很多基督徒来说呢，我们其实就像是那个坏孩子，就是神告诉我们该做什么的，我们却不愿意顺服的去做，那结果神必须要用所谓管教的方式让我们受苦受难的中间来学习。
You have to remember, as it points out in Hebrews chapter 12 verses 6 and 7, that when God does that, he does it because he loves you. He disciplines you because he loves you like a father should love his child.
希伯来书12:6-7就在讲，就是神爱我们就如同父亲一样，他会有的时候必须要用管教的方式来让我们学习。
And you can move much faster in your spiritual life if you have that genuine humility.
而如果作为一个基督徒，我们能够有所谓真诚的谦卑，我们所有的学习都会更快速，然后我们的进步会更快。
And that's why it's important for Christian parents, when they're training their children, they need to teach their children how to be humble. And from a very young age, they need to be disciplining their child properly so that when they do become Christians, when the child believes in Jesus Christ, they've got a good head start on their Christian life.
所以对于一个基督徒的父母亲来讲，他要很重视小孩子从小要学习怎么样的谦卑，因为在这个学习管教中，在这种管教中会让孩子学习到的谦卑，会帮助他在成长的过程，甚至到大人的时候，他都能够更快的进入神给他的教导。
See, if a child is used to being obedient, they're used to saying yes to the authorities, whether it's the parents or the teachers or the government, when they become a Christian at whatever age, it's much easier for them to say yes to God.
所以对于一个孩子，他如果从小呢，都是比较能够这个顺服，就是他是一个谦卑的态度，顺服于父母或顺服于任何权柄，就顺服于父母，顺服于老师等等的这样子的孩子，他将来哪一天变成了基督徒以后，他也比较懂得怎么样顺服于神。
And again, it just means that as a Christian, they can develop a lot quicker because they don't have to spend years, possibly, suffering from all the divine discipline and bad decisions before they can start to move forward spiritually.
所以对于懂得这个谦卑的愿意顺服的一个基督徒，他就比较容易在他的就是他 长大了解神给他的这个旨意的时候，他就比较快可以容易顺服着神，而成为一个比较好的进步的很快的基督徒。
Okay, now when you're teachable, that means that you're willing to put yourself into a classroom, for example, focus on the word of God and then apply the things you're learning. So that's step number four here.
好，那我们再看第四个步骤呢，就是当你能够比较容易被教导的话呢，你就比较容易进入到第四个步骤。
Yeah, and that is perception. See, perception means understanding. That takes concentration, of course. Perception means that you can see and understand, I guess.
好，这边有一个重要字就是理解，理解力。
It takes humility to be able to sit in a classroom and listen to what the pastor is teaching.
因为呢，你在第三步骤呢，你如果是一个比较可受教的一个状态的话，你就比较容易专心的坐在一个教室里面，愿意学习，而因此你就比较容易理解。
You have to assume that most people would come to a Bible class because they want to study doctrine.
当然我们可以假设任何愿意坐在一个圣经课里面的人都是比较愿意学习的。
But you sometimes, especially in a bigger class or in a church environment, you might get some people that go along just to get the information to argue with people.
那但是呢，在一个很大的教会里啊，说不定里面有一些人，他之所以要去教会的目的是因为他要听一听，他才知道他如何可以跟别人辩论。
They're not really interested in developing their spiritual life, but for whatever reason, they could have a false motivation as to why they're in Bible class.
但是呢，这些人呢，他们并不是有兴趣要让他的属灵生命成长，所以他们带着一个错误的期待来到了教会。
Well, they might just think, if I sit in church, then God's going to bless me.
而且还有一种人是，他也许到教会是认为他如果坐在教会里就会得到神的祝福。
And I've talked in the past how people have different reasons why they go to church or a Bible class, but the number one reason is because you want to perceive, see the perception, you want to see, you want to study the Word of God.
所以那当然最主要的理由怎么来到教会或者是来到这个圣经课都是因为他想要来这边学习。
But you can imagine that some people who are not teachable, you know, we're talking about people that they don't want to learn, but they're there, and the pastor could be teaching a message, and the man is sitting there, and in their mind, I don't believe that, I don't believe that, I don't believe that, he's wrong. And then during the break, they might, if they've got influence over other people, they can use it to argue. Did you hear what the pastor said? He's wrong.
所以如果一个人呢，他根本就是不受教的，就是第三个哈，是教不了的，他的被教、受教的能力很差的人，他坐在教会里面，然后好像在那边学，但是他等到这个休息的下课的时候呢，他就跟旁边的人说，哎，你听到那个牧师说的吗？那个根本是错的，他等于是只是来把这些所听到的东西来变成是他一个辩论的一个基础。
Yeah, and I think most churches have people like that. You know, they're trying to maybe just make themselves feel like they know more than the pastor. Maybe they wanted to be a pastor and they failed somewhere, but.
所以几乎大概每一个大的教会里都有一些这样子的人，他们其实是觉得他可能知道的比那些教导者还要多，所以他在想要用各种方法去将来是不是该取代那个台上的讲者。
Now, you're not expected to agree with everything the pastor says. Sometimes you might have your differences, but the fact is, if you disagree with too many things, you're probably in the wrong church. See, if you're disagreeing with everything the pastor is saying, and you're not learning, then you're in the wrong church.
所以如果有一个人，你在一个教会里，你听到的那个牧师所说的事情，你大部分都是反对的，都不同意的，那你很可能是去错了教会吧。
Yeah. And the Bible does actually teach that if you're criticizing the teaching of a pastor, there's actually a double discipline, there's an extra discipline for going against the authority of the teacher of a word of God. Even if he's teaching wrong and you're criticizing him, there's extra punishment for that person.
要记得，这个圣经有教导过，如果你对于牧师的教导去做一个批评的话，你实际上会受到双倍的处罚，这是一个非常严重的一个恶行。
I can't remember the verse. I think Peter talks about it where he's saying that if you're criticizing the pastor, it's like you're making yourself a pastor. And there is extra discipline against the pastor that teaches wrong. So you're criticizing the pastor's work. The idea is you're not supposed to criticize the pastor. You either leave the church or you keep your mouth shut. You listen to what he's saying and keep your mouth shut.
好像是彼得说的，就是说你如果 你批评一个牧师的教导的话，基本上你要受到非常大的惩罚。那所以最好的方式是你一个就是听了闭口不要批评，第二个或者就是你真的太多不能同意，你就是应该换一个教会。But
if you're really focused on the word of God, if you want to learn, which means you're teachable, then you'd sit in class and you learn the doctrine, and because you want to grow spiritually, you're going to naturally apply it as well.
所以呢，如果你是能够受教的，是能够被教的，那你坐在这个教会或者是课程圣经课里面，你就学习，同时你要把它变成是你应用在生活上的这些概念。And
that provides you with a spiritual momentum. So here we're still talking about step number four, but the spiritual momentum means now you're moving through the dynasphere.
所以呢，你当你能够这样好应用在所学。 那你就会在成为一个进入一个属灵的momentum
means forward movement.
你就会成为在属灵中前进的状态。And
then as you move on to the next step, number five, spiritual self-esteem. Self-esteem means like self-confidence.
所以呢，第五个步骤呢，你就会进入一个属灵的自我肯定中。
Okay, now self-esteem is something that you have when you feel good about what you're doing.
这是所谓的就是自我肯定，就是你对你的所作所为是觉得感觉良好的。You're
proud of what you're doing, but it's not an arrogant kind of a proud. It's the fact that you feel good about yourself, that you're doing something that's right.
你就会感觉好像你自己是做对的事情。
And it might be like you've worked hard on an exam or something like that, or you've worked hard on a business deal, and eventually you come through that, and you see the results, and you feel good about it.
就像你因为很努力学习，然后考试考得很好，或者是你很努力的做一件工作，然后成果很好，那你就得到了这种自我肯定。而我们这边所讲的是属灵的自我肯定。Now
you have to remember, in the spiritual life, there's nothing you do though. So this feeling good, it's not because you did something, really, because God is doing the work, but it's because you made a good decision, or you've been making good decisions, so you can feel good about that.
所以我们讲的这种属灵的那种感觉良好，它其实不是我们做了什么事，而是我们选择做了神认为对的事，所以你感觉良好。And
it's probably easy to understand that if you look at the opposite point of view, and the opposite would be like if you were constantly involved in sins, and you can't get away from your sins and you're beating yourself up. You're feeling really bad and guilty about your sins or feeling sorry for yourself. Almost like, say, beating yourself up. Just feeling really bad about it. That's the opposite.
最反面的来讲，就是我们一直做一些自己都觉得不对的事情，然后觉得自己是很龌龊的，很难，然后你也晓得明明知道这个不对还是这样做的时候，你就是对自我感觉非常差。
Some people can feel so upset with a bad decision they made, or a series of bad decisions. Usually, you know, it starts off even from a long time ago. You started making bad decisions and they got worse and worse. And eventually they do one bad decision and then they can't face it anymore and they can commit suicide. That's how bad it can get.
有些人呢，他可能呢，在曾经某一时候下了一个错误的决定，比如说欺骗，就后来就需要很多很多的用更多坏的或者更多的欺骗来掩盖之前的欺骗，或者是做更多坏事。结果后来到有一天，他自己都无法承受他所有这些错误的决定的一连串的这个后果，所以他后来很可能就去自杀。
I think one reason that a lot of people might commit suicide is because they feel so ashamed of what they've done.
有一些会，这个大部分会自杀的人，如果不是因为这种情绪的问题哦，大部分都是因为他自己对他过去所做的事情觉得非常的羞耻。
See, and shame, really, that's the opposite of the self-esteem here, where you're proud of doing something.
所以自我肯定跟自己觉得羞耻，它就是等于是两个不同的极端。
But having this sense, and it's almost like an emotion, feeling good about what you've done, that provides you with more momentum because it feels good to do something right, and you want to do it again.
当你有这种自己感觉做得很好，自我感觉良好的状况的时候，你很容易就会再创造更大的动力去往这个方向做。
Okay, and coupled with that, you have this motivational virtue. Now, virtue means a good quality. And then the motivation, obviously, that's your motivation to keep moving forward.
好，所以呢，也因此呢，有了这个属灵的自我肯定呢，同时你也会有这个所谓的迈向更高卓越的这个动机。
The virtue here, the motivational virtue, we've talked about this before, is the personal love for God.
这种感觉就变成是我们很个人对神的一个更大的爱的感觉。
It's important that these two come together because if you don't have that love for God and you're not focused on God, when you do have success in your spiritual life that gives you that self-esteem, you're going to start thinking it's because of you and not because of God.
而我们刚刚讲的这种属灵的自我肯定跟你朝更卓越前迈进，它如果不是基础建立在我们个人对神的爱的话，你常常就会变成是以为自己很厉害，不知道是神给你的。
If you love somebody, you're going to be focused on them. A lot of people just love themselves, right? And so they become very arrogant.
很多人可能因为他不懂得爱神，所以他就对自己感觉太过良好，就太爱自己，然后就越来越傲慢。
You probably don't need examples, but you see examples all over the place.
我们大概不需要去讲任何例子，因为这种傲慢的人就是太自我感觉良好的人到处都是。
Yeah, but especially, like, you know, if you look to the people in Hollywood or these people that are very famous singers, obviously they have a lot of self-esteem, very proud of what they're doing, even if it's quite a wrong thing. But it's because they, you know, they have this great love for themselves, really.
所以我们这种例子，你光是看那些好莱坞的巨星啊，就是那些明星们，他们很多都是这种自我感觉非常良好的，太多的自我肯定，而没有神，没有对神的爱，所以他就变成了一个超级傲慢、骄傲的人。
Yeah, and as Christians, we should have a kind of a love for ourselves, but it's more like a respect, and it's a respect that comes from making good decisions.
所以我们当然还是要对自己有一个自爱，那个自爱其实对自我的感觉好，它其实是来自于我们一直不断的下对的决定。
Yeah, and you also have to remember that no matter how bad your life gets, and you might think everybody's left you, you've got no friends, and maybe your husband or wife left you,And you think nobody loves you anymore. Well, there's actually three people that still love you.
我们要知道，就是 I don't know the end, how to translate.
Well, whatever happens, you think nobody loves you, nobody even likes you, everybody hates you, there's always going to be three people that love you.
有些状况下，也许朋友离开了，家人也不在了，然后你觉得好像全天下没人爱你， 但是就在这种情况下，都还有三个人会爱你。
That's God the Father and God the Son and God the Holy Spirit.
那就是天父、圣子及圣灵会永远爱你。
Even if you hate yourself, which might often happen, especially if you're involved in a lot of sins.
即使是你很恨你自己，因为曾经犯过太多的罪。
Yeah, but God has, He will always love you. That's His character. And that love is directed towards the righteousness you have in Christ. Now, He loves us on a personal basis as believers in Jesus Christ. It's because we've been made righteous in Christ.
而在这种我们都自己都痛恨自己的时候，神天父还是爱我们的，那基本上是因着耶稣基督在十字架上帮我们承担了所有的罪，所以神天父还是可以爱我们的。
Now God has what we call impersonal love. We're talking about God's love now. There's an impersonal love for the unbelievers. And that comes out in John 3:16.
在约翰福音三章十六节里面呢，天父也有一个非个人的一个爱的感觉，就是对那些非基督徒、非信徒来讲，他也有一种叫做全面性的爱。
Yeah, we call that impersonal love. Because remember, these people are actually enemies against God. They're enemies of the cross.
这种非个人的爱，我们可能就是中文在讲的博爱吧。
Like in Romans 5:8, it says that while we were enemies of God, Christ died for us.
好，在罗马书五章八节里面就提到说，当我们是把耶稣当作我们的敌人的时候，神还是爱我们的。
I think it's either Romans 5:8 or 5:9. Let's just have a look. Oh, Romans 5:10. Sorry. Oh, you sort of have to read. So it's sort of verses 8, 9, and 10. You've got to look at those verses together.
好，我们可以看罗马书五章八至十节，就在谈这件事。
Okay. Yeah, and verse 10 it says, while we were the enemies of God, we were reconciled to God through the death of His Son.
就是当我们还在做仇敌的时候，借着神儿子的死得与神和好，既已和好，难道不会因他而的生而得救？
Okay, the emphasis here is that before we were saved, we were enemies of God.
其实这个经句在讲的就是说，在我们被得到救恩之前，我们其实都是神的仇敌。
And we see even the statement where Jesus talks to unbelievers saying, I don't know you.
像我们都有看过耶稣基督对这些不信者说，我不认识你。
And I think the context is like people wanting to get to heaven, similar to in the last lesson we were talking about people saying, Lord, Lord, I did this in your name. And they couldn't get to heaven. In this case, Jesus replies to them and says, I don't even know you.
所以这边讲的就是说，就好像前一堂课讲的这个那些喊着主啊主啊的人，其实根本不相信耶稣基督。那有一些人求主，求耶稣做什么，但耶稣说，我不认识你。
Now, of course, Jesus knows everybody, but here we're talking about the fact they're not believers. They're not reconciled with God.
其实耶稣绝对是全世界的人他都认得的，但是他所说我不认识你的意思是说你不是一个信我的人。
Yeah, these people did not have a relationship with Jesus Christ because they were unbelievers.
就是他们是不信的人，所以他们是跟耶稣基督是没有关系的。
Okay, and so that's why we can say, like from John 3:16, when it says God loves the world, it's not a personal love, it's impersonal love.
所以约翰福音说的三章十六节所说的就是神爱世人，这个爱是不是个人化的爱，它是一个博爱型的爱，不是一个有个人关系的爱，只有对非基督徒他才会他给的这个爱是叫做非个人化的爱。
Yeah. On a personal level, you know, you have people that you know personally and you might love them, like your family members and close friends.
所谓的这个就是有个人化的爱是指的是这种我们已经有关系的，比如说是家人，比如说朋友，这种就是有个人关系的爱。
But you can also develop an impersonal love for those people around you don't even know. For example, you see there's a car accident and you go to help them because you have a love for your fellow man.
那但是我们人也一样可能会对非一些不认识的人，我们还是可以有一个爱， 那就比如说旁边有一个人这个出车祸了，我们去帮助他，那里面我们是对他有爱的，但那个是非个人化的爱。
Yeah, or you see a beggar on the side of the road, so you give them some money.
就像你在这个路上看到一个乞丐，你给他一些钱，帮助他。
Or you help the old people, or you help the disabled people in some kind of a project.
然后你很可能这个帮助一些
Like the old people are disabled.
身心障碍的人哈，这些都是一个具有怜悯性的非个人化的爱。
Yeah, and you're doing that not because you expect some kind of a special blessing back, but just simply because you love those people.
你会做这些好人好事，不是因为你想要得到更多祝福哦，而是你真的就是对这些人有非个人化的爱。
Okay, now we've come up to another 40 minutes of time, so we'll have another break, and I think we'll go to 20 past.
好，我们在4:20的时候回来，还是一样，我们会保持这个 Zoom 开在那里。